Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Porter Vaughn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Porter Vaughn. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Quell moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Quell moves to third. Salters moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Vaughn covering, for the out. Quell scores. Salters moves to third. Wright moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up beyond first. Siebert can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Salters scores. Wright scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell juggles the ball. That's an error on Quell. Miles moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox 4, Athletics 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons spins and fires to second, and Hayes is picked off. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rubeling strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field. Miles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miles. QL moves to third. Wright moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. QL scores. Wright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Vaughn. Appling scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Vaughn. Tresh moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons now playing left field. Joe Gantenbein now playing first base. Hal Wagner now catching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gantenbein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. 1 out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Crash Davis pinch hits for Benny McCoy. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Crash Davis now playing second base. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato moves to third. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Vaughn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Brancato scores. Vaughn scores. Rubeling goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, White Sox. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. QL bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Krivic scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 10-8, White Sox. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Brancato, and towards Davis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gantenbein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.